This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Ngozi Cole. As healthcare providers brace for federal cuts, some local hospitals are looking for partners to keep finances afloat. The Power Valley Healthcare District Board, which oversees Watsonville Community Hospital, recently created a committee to find a partner to manage the hospital's operations. Here's board member Tony Nunez.
The board has taken the step of saying, let's preserve access to healthcare, and if that means somebody else running the operations, let's look into that.
In San Bernardino County, Hazel Hawkins Memorial Hospital was already exploring a lease-to-own partnership with Michigan-based Insight Health. The healthcare company withdrew from the agreement this summer, citing financial concerns after H.R. 1 passed. San Bernardino Healthcare District Board Member Devin Pack says the search continues. He says rural hospitals like Hazel Hawkins will feel the blow deeply from federal cuts, making the need for a partnership urgent.
These reductions to Medicare, they're going to hurt us and they're going to hurt patients of economically diverse backgrounds who don't necessarily have the wealth to have a private insurance plan.
Both hospitals serve a large rural population who rely on some form of government health insurance. Law enforcement in California will be required to clearly display their name or badge number while on duty under a bill passed by state lawmakers on Thursday. Senator Sasha Perez says her bill, called the No Vigilantes Act, will bar bounty hunters from carrying out immigration enforcement.
Masked individuals are taking our neighbors in broad daylight.
This is KAZU News.